I'm Chris Hagen. For those who don't know, I've been a language coach for many years. In my career, I've taught a wide variety of people, from famous singers and radio presenters to doctors, uni students, and yes, even desperate housewives trying to find an English lover. I finally decided to share my thoughts, tips, and tricks with the world. Also, check out my YouTube channel if you want to see my ugly mush. So let's kick off this podcast with a great jingle.
Doesn't matter where you are, in the car or at the bar, here for you comes in your ears, another word for thanks is cheers. Here's the new kid from the block, here for you around the clock, sharing all his English tips. Chris
is an anagram of risk.
Chris.
We're back again. Hello, everybody.
Welcome back.
What are you going to talk about now? What are you going to start off with us with? What are you going to start us off with this week?
I think we should talk about the differences between living in Italy and living in England.
Okay, so a bit of criticism is going up now. Yes, we like to complain. Yes. We like to
the
complain.
The pros and the cons.
Are there any pros? Go on then. So, well, there's many prostitutes, but how many pros?
The pros to living in England is that there are a lot of international people here.
Mm.
It's easy for you to find someone from your own community. Whether you're Asian, whether you're black, whether you're Portuguese, Spanish, there's always someone out there who is from your community.
You can find one somewhere.
Yes, it's easy to find. And also it's easy to find products from your country. And it's a good place for that. Racism here and there. That's in every country, I believe. Mm-hmm.
My aunt got punched by a homeless person yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
Uh-huh. Racism against old people. Oh. Prejudice against old people.
You wouldn't have that in Italy.
Well, no, you probably have the old person punching the young ones. So that's the opposite. Okay.
Yeah. The way of life is so different.
Mm.
Here in England, everybody's about work, 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 work,
like
work.
Like Rihanna.
Work. Yeah, work, 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 work. Mm-hmm. But in Italy, they've got the chilled lifestyle, which I really enjoy. You know, there's a work and life balance. I don't think you ever tell an Italian not to take their cigarette break because they would just tell you to fuck off. Excuse my French. The weather. Oh, gosh.
Mm. You prefer the weather in Italy or in England?
Italy.
Why?
Because Italy gets warm weather. Like, the weather is great. So from April, sometimes, because it snowed one year in April, but from April until like October, the weather is fantastic.
Mm. And
sometimes
here you don't like rain.
November,
you don't think rain is romantic and cozy?
Oh no, it's cold. I don't do cold. Although I live in England.
In fact, I'm looking out outside.
Yeah, England is
It's sunny, but it's cloudy at the same time. It's magic that. We have the sun through the clouds. Even though it's dark.
Yeah, it's cold, it's wet, it's gloomy. It's hard to do anything because, you know, you don't know what the weather is going to be like. And a lot of the things are outside, so you can't go to places.
So if you could take one thing from Italy and one thing from England and put it together, what would it be? The weather from Italy and from England?
The weather and the way of life.
English way of life.
Oh, gosh, no.
No, from England. One thing positive from England and one thing from Italy. You take the weather and you put it with what from England?
There's nothing I can give can take from England to Italy.
Kit Kat crunchies.
Oh gosh, no.
Just a bit of advert.
Don't forget to follow all our social media accounts. Mondays, we have Business English. Tuesdays, English Uncovered. That's the podcast. Wednesdays, Say It Right. Thursdays, Fun Facts. Fridays, The Penis on the Table. Yes, it is. Saturdays, Sing It Right. And on Sundays, Everyday English. You can find all the links in the description.
She likes to go line dancing 5 days a week. She danced so much she had to get to new knees. Her cheese and onion pie is the very best. Or try her Bakewell tart and forget the rest. La 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 la, her name is Pat. La 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 la, her name is Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Hi, Chris.
Hello. Now, today I want to, because we're here in Milan, want you to tell me, what do you think are the main differences that you see through your eyes between England and Italy?
Well, I always find in Italy, the people are very friendly, very nice, very friendly.
And in Manchester, they slap you about.
Well, no, but everyone's just getting on with the...
They're all busy doing whatever they're doing.
Friendly people. But, I mean...
In the north, we're more friendly in England. In Manchester, friendlier than
Well,
the
that
south.
Seems to be the... Yeah, that seems to be the norm. I mean, the thing is, I know when I come to Italy, I'm on holiday, so it's probably a bit different than, you know, I'm not seeing everybody when they're at work. Although, having said that, like when I've been to... I've had conversations with people at school and that sometimes, haven't I? And they've always been very pleasant and, you know...
No, we don't have horrible students.
No,
we
do. No,
we have a vetting
right, well, they all seem to
process
be
at the
nice.
Beginning.
So, yeah, so there is that. I think that the people are very friendly here. Mm. You know, I'm not saying that British people are all horrible. You know, obviously I've got some nice friends and, you know, and I try and take people as I find them.
Have you got any friends you don't like? I'm joking. Pat likes everybody. Yeah. As everybody. But today, talking about England and Italy, something happened today here in Milan, which in England, you and I would have dealt with totally differently.
Yeah.
But in this country, it's not. Explain what happened.
Well,
how you would have dealt with it, and why you think it's so different.
Yeah, it's the first time actually that I've been in a restaurant where the service has been quite bad. I mean, sometimes you have to in Italy, that is. Sometimes you have to, you know, you wait a little while, and you kind of expect that. But today we seem to be waiting ages, and then I think you got yours first, didn't you? And then our friend got his. Next, and it was wrong, so he took that back, and I'm still waiting for mine. And then the right one came to replace the wrong one, and I'm still waiting for mine. And then we looked at the time, and it was 40 minutes, and I'm still waiting. And all it was a burger with onions. They didn't have any
with
chips.
With no sauce.
Yeah, yes. They didn't have any chips anyway. So,
no chips.
But I thought I'd just have a burger. Anyway, we're still waiting. And then in between that, we did notice that a lady, she got a burger, and she sent it back because it wasn't cooked. And then... she got something else, which was wrong. She sent that back. And I think you, Chris, could see inside, and somebody else was complaining. A couple of people got up because they didn't want to wait. Eventually, I did get my burger, and it wasn't too bad. But for having to wait that long, if I'd have been in England, first of all, I would have been saying, am I getting this burger, you know, because I've been waiting a long time now.
They're still killing the cow.
And I think I would have been on the... You see, it was a bit awkward because you'd already got yours. But I think if
everybody had finished and was still waiting for you to receive
yours.
Yes,
and I hate that anyway. You know, everyone else is eating, but somebody's just waiting. Yeah. I don't think that's very good at all. And I think I would have, in England, I would have said, you know what, I've waited too long now, I don't want this burger. So
you'd starve out of principle.
Yeah, well, in one way, yeah. You know, and Bernard would have been moaning. but
do you think it's right to say something or not?
Yeah, I think it will, yeah. I definitely think it would have been right to say something. And also, the other thing I didn't like, I think in England, albeit that sometimes they're not, you know, the service can be bad. If it had been a reputable place, they would have said, oh, I'm really sorry you've had to wait this long for this. You know,
they didn't even apologise.
No, they didn't apologise. More or less threw the burger.
Wear it.
Yeah, it didn't even, you know, and I'm sure at most places in it, they would have at least said, oh, you know, I won't charge you for this or, you know, at least done a little bit of a gesture.
Yeah.
But there was nothing like that. I thought, you know, which I didn't think was
because
bad.
We're not in England.
No, but like I say, it's a one-off and on the whole, it was something we could have a good laugh at.
Yeah, but you still like Italy.
Yeah, definitely. It was not put me off. Yeah.
And you have to remember, if you want customer service to improve in Italy, you need to start to learn. You need to learn to complain.
Yeah, well,
because if you don't complain, nothing improves.
Yeah, well, like I say, it's the first time, really, that I would have had, you know, I would have wanted to complain. So I like to think it was just a one-off, really.
Yeah, well, I'm not going back to find out.
I know.
See you next week.
See ya.
You need to activate your sexy. Activate your sexy. Silky and smooth and snap. Silky and smooth and snap. Now lean with it. Lean. Throw a little sheen in it. Sheen. Say bop. Dish is back. Just a bit of advert.
Do you have Instagram? Everybody has Instagram these days. Go and follow all our accounts. Chris Hagen Media, Sir K Magazine, Chris Hagen Language Institute, and if you're interested in what I'm getting up to on a daily basis, The Real Chris Hagen. Also TikTok, Chris Hagen Official. Your daily dose of English is in your hands.
Phil Johnson, baby, please turn on the bumper deep in for me. Let's pop some corn and talk about ways. Phil Johnson, baby, your prince is now replaced our queen.
Fern's back. Hello, Fern.
Hello.
How drunk are you?
A little bit. A little bit.
But not enough. Only not a little. Only a little. Okay, so I have a question from Roberta, who asked, are there any film sets in Wales, historical or modern, that you recommend that people can actually visit? Okay, maybe not to actually see the cameras and everything, but where things are filmed and stuff like that.
So a good film, quite a recent film as well, is called Submarine, which is a coming-of-age tale set in Swansea. So it's
is that near the sea?
It is. It's
I
near
hope
the
so,
sea.
Because submarine is again in the middle of Wales, a submarine probably wouldn't arrive. But yeah, so Swansea's near the sea. Ah, Swansea.
It is.
S-E-A at the end. No.
Yeah, spelling. It's right on the beach. And yeah, the kind of sea features quite heavily in the film. And it's quite a good film as well. It's like a quirky coming of age tale about an awkward teenage boy that falls in love. And it's just a nice film to watch. And then it's also set in Wales.
Well, this is a famous film now.
It's quite famous. It's well known, I'd say, yeah. Not like a blockbuster, but...
But what about old films that you can think of? But Darling Buds of May wasn't filmed in Wales, but Catherine Zeta-Jones is from
it's
Wales.
It's from Wales, yeah.
Right, but nothing else was filmed in Wales that you can think of.
So there's a famous film set in Wales, which is How Green Was My Valley, but I've not seen it, I must be honest. But it's famous.
Probably
black
just
and white
valley,
film.
No.
Yes.
Black and white, sorry, it's not very green then. How Green Is My Valley, it's black and white film. How Black Is My Valley, it should be really. But anyway, last time we spoke, I asked you to talk about also the, basically, I call it, which obviously people will get angry now, but the Welsh Coronation Street. As we all know, Coronation Street is the best show in the world, but Fern disagrees, and she thinks...
I think that Pobl y Cwm is the best programme. So Pobl y Cwm is a Welsh
You can't
soap.
Even keep your face straight when you say that. You're laughing when you say it. Go on, how do you say it? Pobl-ou?
Pobl y Cwm.
Pobl-e?
Pobl. So it's Pobl, one word, then E, like, which is the Y. Pobl y Cwm.
Pobl y Cwm.
Yes.
Okay. That rolls off the tongue, actually.
It does. It's a nice
Other
thing
Welsh
say.
Words do not. But that, yeah. Okay. So what's it about, this wonderful... It means... What's the title mean?
People,
for those who don't
people
know.
People of the Valley... Okay. And it's set in a valley in this town
really?
Called Cwmderry.
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 Maybe I've seen this program.
You might have seen it. It's on the BBC. You can watch it if you have BBC iPlayer. You can watch Pobl y Cwm.
And it's in
Welsh.
Welsh. Only in Welsh.
It is, it's only in Welsh. Sometimes characters will speak English, but it's primarily in Welsh. You can watch it with subtitles, which I do, to be honest, because I don't understand every word and I don't want to miss any of the plot. It's too good.
It's too good.
Yes.
What kind of things happen in this wonderful valley?
Oh, all kinds of drama.
In Cwmderry.
People do crimes and they go to prison. There's quite a lot of murders that happen, quite similar to Coronation Street.
Yeah. But Coronation Street is one street, yours is a whole valley.
It's a village. It's a village.
It's a village in the valley. How many people are in this?
Oh, at least 20. the whole population.
Like 300 or something. Like 20. Okay. Coronation Street, I think it's like 170 characters or something.
Oh, there's not that many.
So there's more characters in Coronation Street than in the village of...
I mean, some people come back. They come back after a long time.
To Cwmderry.
Yeah. And people come and go.
So why should we watch it? Why should we watch it? Sell this to us. This is your elevator pitch for this programme.
So I think my dad sums it up quite well. Where other soap operas stop, Pobl y Cwm just keeps going. It goes where no one else will go. And it's just very silly and fun. And you pick up a bit of Welsh as well, so I'd recommend it.
Yeah, because the subtitles work well.
They're good subtitles.
Right, okay. Mm. Because like when you watch an Italian programme with English subtitles, they're completely wrong.
Yeah.
In the wrong place and things like this. So this is definitely something to watch then.
Yes, I recommend it.
And Submarine.
And Submarine, which is not in Welsh, but it's a good film.
Good, so at least somebody can understand it.
Yeah.
That's why it's a good film, because it's in English. Okay, thank you very much. See you next time.
Bye.
Your prince is now replaced our queen.
Tickety-boo.
Her name is Debbie, posh British lady. She loves Italian lifestyle more than her tea.
Debbie's back. Mm-hmm. And we're in time for another round of...
Debbie tries to hum that tune.
She does try to hum that tune. But you're getting better and better, so we need to remove this word tries.
Yeah. No.
Because the first time we had it without try, now we have with try. But why are you humming and not singing?
Because I can't sing. Not that I can hum.
But who told you can't sing? Everybody can sing.
Everybody who's ever heard me.
But you do. You're the one who gets up on karaoke first.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I can sing.
But is that to show everybody else that if I'm getting up, then
anybody
so can
you?
Anybody
can do it. That's exactly what it is.
So if you want somebody to start off your karaoke at a party, Debbie's available.
Yeah.
Just pay for a flight and accommodation and she's yours.
And a dress.
And a dress, obviously. So you got a tune ready for us?
Well, they've given me this one. I don't know if I'll
The producer has given you this one. Yes. Okay, off you go.
Ready? I think you could probably get it with two notes again. Should we try?
Go on.
Want a bit more?
Were they in tune?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. To me. Do it again.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. That was different from the first two I did, but that was supposed to be the same. I'll keep going.
Go on. I know it's by the Beatles. Keep going till I get to the chorus. Better. What's it called? Fudge. Oh, what's it called? Hey Jude.
Yes.
Hey Jude, you didn't just show me the answer.
That was the very
that was never
first
come
two
out.
Words that I actually said.
Hey Jude. Of course. Hey Jude. Do you know what? I always thought it was Hey June for years. Because I had a friend called June at school. Hey Jude.
Yeah. Well done.
We'll see how many people got that right. Yeah. But yeah, you're getting better and better. Do you like the Beatles?
I love the Beatles.
Which is your favourite song by the Beatles?
I do like Eleanor Rigby.
What's that one? Hum it.
Oh, go on. Oh. Mm-hmm. It always, it, the first Everyone is the same. Word. No, it, no, it's that they start off with the title.
Ah, okay, right.
All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
Where's the chorus? Is it coming?
Ah, look at all the lonely people. Dun, 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 dun,
is that the chorus?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it is.
We need to ask Antonio. Yeah, because I don't know.
Yeah.
So basically, I could tell you.
Beatles fans.
No, even better. They'll love it even more. But what I was going to think, you could basically throw any tune at you and you can hum it.
It all sounds
the Knight Rider theme.
Is that the one with...
Supercar, it's called in Italian.
Oh,
with David Hasselhoff.
I know that. I didn't ever watch that. I know who it was.
Oh, I'm thinking of the A-Team.
Oh, I could do that.
Indiana Jones.
Oh, no, I can't do that then.
No, A-Team is... Okay, so maybe not throw a random song
at you.
Do it.
No, I think I prefer this game, actually.
This one? Yeah, we can add it. We'll add it. In next time, you'll give us your tune, then I'll throw a tune at you and see if you sing Indiana Jones. Yeah. Thank you very much, and see you next time.
Okay, bye.
You're becoming professional at this.
I'm getting into this now. Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Bish, bash, bosh. Well done, Debbie. Ding dong.
So now we're going to go out in the rain, you and I, so she can cry and I can get very, very happy. See you next week.
Bye.
Doesn't matter where you are, in the car or at the bar, here for you comes in your ears, another word for thanks is cheers. Here's the new kid from the block, here for you around the clock, sharing all his English tips. Chris
is an anagram of risk.
Chris.